heck of a weekend in sport. Six Nations, of course, coming up. We're going to be looking ahead to that later. And also, this weekend sees the start of the Men's and Ladies Gaelic Football Championships. That's all coming up in the next hour. But we begin with Dundalk's trip to London last night. No joy for them in their Europa League tie at Arsenal. They eventually lost 3-0 at the Emirates Stadium. They played well. And it was scoreless after 40 minutes. And then two bad defensive errors just before the break allowed Arsenal get two goals inside a minute. And they led 2-0 at half-time. Nicolas Pepe scored just after the restart, making it 3-0. That was the final score. And it's tough on Dundalk because they're back in action against St. Pat's in Inchicore on Sunday in the league, and then away to Rapid Vienna in the third match in the group next Thursday. Also in their group last night, Molde of Norway beat Rapid Vienna 1-0, so the Norwegians join Arsenal at the top of the table on 6 points apiece. The Arsenal manager, Mikel Arteta, was relieved with the Dundalk victory.
Well, I didn't know how they were going to play, whether to play. They've been playing 4-3-3 all season, 4-1-4-1, and I knew they could come back after what they've seen the last few weeks and play with five at the back. We were prepared for that, but then a really committed team again, the way they go about every ball, and they try hard. Credit to them for what they've done in the last few months, and happy to beat them.
Elsewhere, Celtic lost a two-goal lead, but they did hold out for a 2-2 draw away to the French league leaders Lille. Rangers beat Lech Poznan 1-0. Spurs disappointingly lost 1-0 to Royal Antwerp. The manager, Jose Mourinho, not happy with the players afterwards, although he said, blame me. And Leicester were 2-1 winners at AEK Athens. Now, interesting story in domestic soccer, where Galway United have been handed a reprieve following an appeal over a points deduction involving Wexford FC in the Electricity League First Division. Wexford appealed a points deduction over them playing an illegal player. They took the FAI's appeal commission decision to an arbitration, which found in favour of Wexford. And that changes the final standings of the First Division. Cabinteely now lose the points they had received, so they drop out of the playoffs and Galway move inside the top five, and they're now due to play Bray Wanderers tomorrow in the first leg of the semi-final playoffs. But Cabinteely may seek to delay that playoff. In cycling, Tour de France green jersey winner Sam Bennett has been stripped of a second stage win at the Tour of Spain after he was found guilty of irregular sprinting. Bennett thought he'd sealed his ninth Grand Tour stage win and a second in this year's Vuelta, but Belgian Pascal Ackermann was subsequently awarded the stage after the commissar studied footage of Bennett hitting Emil Liepens with his shoulder heading on the run to the stage finish, and Bennett was then relegated to last place. Dan Martin's still going well. He remains in third place overall. In rugby, Connacht's Pro 14 clash with Benetton on Sunday has been postponed after some members of the Italians panel tested positive for COVID-19. Meanwhile, France have named Gael Ficou on the wing for tomorrow night's big Six Nations clash with Ireland in Paris. Remember, if Ireland win, we can win the Six Nations. The Stade France, a player, moves from inside centre to the left wing, taking the place of the injury Teddy Thomas. And centre Arthur Vincent slots in at 12 in the only change in personnel from their win over Wales. We'll be looking ahead to that game later with Donal Lennon. And as I said, it's also a weekend that sees the start of the Men's and Women's Gaelic Football Championships. Those previews coming up at 8:30. But in hurling, what a weekend. On the 100th birthday of Christy Ring, we've provincial semi-finals in Leinster and Munster, and to get his verdict on them, we've another Cloyne man, Donal O'Cusick. And we're going to start with Leinster, and first up, it's Kilkenny versus Dublin.
Good morning, Des. Dublin put in a good performance last week, racking up an impressive 231 in the process, albeit against what must be said, an unimpressive Laois. Kilkenny are like all teams at the moment that are first day out. We've no form really to go by, but they have been operating at a higher level to Dublin over the last few years and expect this to continue tomorrow in Croke Park.
All right then, and it's followed by Galway against Wexford.
Again, little to no form to go off here. Galway were All-Ireland champions only 3 seasons ago and went close 2 seasons ago. Wexford could have been champions last season. Like a lot, this will come down to who's managed the pandemic best, and I know Davey doesn't do not being prepared. He's probably one of the few people in the planet who had a playbook ready in case of such an event. Given that, and the fact that Wexford are further down the road than Shane O'Neill could be with Galway during his first year in charge, I'll go for Wexford, Des.
All right, you're making it intriguing already. And we move on then to the two Munster semi-finals, equally tight, Cork against Waterford.
Cork have injuries to Dara Fitzgibbon and Owen Cadigan, and Robbie Flynn is suspended. Waterford announced their team late last night and have named their marquee player Austin Gleeson at wing back, but it wouldn't surprise me to see him deployed much further upfield. They have a new manager in Liam Cahill, who's got a good record against Cork at underage level. This Cork team, while unfair to generalise, isn't noted for high work rate, and the numbers over the last few years support that statement. Liam Cahill's teams generally are. If Cork aren't ready for that, then they'll be in trouble. However, Des, the game is on in Turles, which Cork will almost consider a home venue, and maybe my heart is ruling my head when I give Cork a tentative vote.
Okay, and then we have Limerick against Tip, the big one.
The big one, champions against would-be champions. What a prospect. I'm doing this game in Páirc Uí Chaoimh on Sunday and really looking forward to it. We're looking at two serious contenders for the title here. How have Tip managed during the shutdown, Des? Who knows? We know how Limerick have. We also know Limerick have gotten rid of any cobwebs during the first half against Clare last Sunday. Limerick don't do goals like Tip do. Tip will need goals in their attack to win this. Limerick appear at their most vulnerable in their full back line, so that aspect of the game makes for intriguing viewing. Having said all that, I'm going for Limerick based on their overall game and them to march on to the Munster final come Sunday evening.
All right, thanks for that, Don Logan. Of course, extensive coverage on RT on all platforms over the weekend. Saturday Sport and Radio 1 tomorrow goes from 2 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Now, the Camogie fixtures this weekend see Cork host Wexford, and the big clash really is Clare hosting Dublin, because the winners of that game will advance to the quarter final. And Dublin's interim manager, Dave Dunning, is gung-ho about their prospects.
Oh, it's going to be a dogger down there, you know, especially Clare at home. Over the years, it's been tight between Dublin and Clare, and this is going to be no different. And it's going to be a dogfight, but we've great confidence in ourselves. We're going to go down and we're going to give it a lash, and we're going to attack them, and we're going to come out the winners. That's it.
Meanwhile, in golf at the Bermuda Championships, Padraig Harrington is currently tied for 6th place on 4 under par after a round of 67. He's 4 strokes behind the leader, Peter Malnati of the US. Waterford's Seamus Power finished on 2 over. And finally for now, a reminder, we have 2 race meetings today at Down Royal this afternoon and the evening meeting at Dundalk.